Miles. Top five.
It's our traditional top 5 day Thursday. We've been inspired by Adele this week.
Well, we have because our gossip queen, Kate Halfpenny, was telling us yesterday that her and Simon Konecki, her soon-to-be ex-husband, they've parted ways. And with these, you know, these celebrity divorces, obviously there's usually wranglings over massive estates and money and cars and all the gear that go with it. This divorce has actually all been pretty civilized. And Simon, the soon-to-be ex-husband, only had one request, and it's an absolute pearler, that Adele not write songs about him. Which is actually a huge, it seems like it's an easy request. That's a huge blow for Adele, because she's made her entire career writing super dreary songs about heartbreak.
And
you'd think the breakup of your marriage, that'd be pretty fertile ground, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're an absolute sad sack like Adele, your marriage ending, that's about as good as it gets, apart from maybe, you know, your beloved family dog dying. That's an album's worth right there. The end of your marriage and the fact that, you know, the father of your child isn't going to be in your life anymore. That's absolute Adele gold. But nah, the lawyers have come in. It is off limits for Adele. And we thought, you know what? Well, Adele needs to still be able to eat.
Well, she needs subject material.
And this is it. She's going to really struggle now, so you want to help her out. This week, it's the top five super sad things that Adele can still sing about.
Number 5.
Koalas are almost extinct. It's very sad.
That is sad.
Number 4.
Pork crackling is super bad for you. The fact that my heart hurts because of that, it's either because it's sad or it's because of the pork crackling. Either way, my heart's hurting.
Number 3.
Married at First Sight will soon be back on our TVs. That's super sad.
Number 2.
Tom Hanks will die one day.
Aww.
It's going to happen. Tom Hanks is one day going to die. That's super sad.
Number 1.
The top 5 super sad things that Adele can still sing about. Number 1, the fact that I've just given Adele 4 reasons to release another album. The top 5 super sad things that Adele's still legally allowed to sing about.
I've also found the top 5 super sad things Adele could still write about.
Number 5.
Vegans. Ever seen a happy vegan?
I have not.
No.
Number 4.
Look, the Broncos, and I think she's already got the song material there. Falling in a heap. I'm just saying.
Just get her to watch Anthony Milford for a while.
Oh, hang on. Stop it.
Get out of it, Adele.
Stop it.
Number 3.
The end of JobKeeper.
Oh, yeah, that's a serious
There'd
one.
There'd be a lot of sad people sad. That want to see that go.
Yeah.
Number 2.
You've got to have a fitting thing in England. What about a good royal scandal?
Oh, you haven't had a good one for a while, actually.
No.
We're due for one.
And Meghan certainly could start the ball rolling
absolutely.
There.
Number 1.
And the number 1 super sad thing Adele could still sing about, England's gloomy weather.
Just call it a sunny day in London.
And I'm thinking something like, my heart is heavy like the skies above. Now I've lost weight. I'm going to get me some love.
You'll get a songwriting credit.
I could,
that's, not as, that's no worse than any of her actual songs.
I'll give you my
songs.
Mobile, Adele. The top 5 on Hot 91.